Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Today I have Belinda Marr, our Federal Programs Director for Haywood County Schools, as our special guest. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So yes, Ms. Marr has a job that I used to have, and it's a great job on federal programs. A lot of federal money that flows into our district, which we are very, very appreciative of. But with that money comes a lot of strings sometimes attached to that, and we have to weed through that to get adequate funding for our children and make sure it goes in the right place, and you do a great job with that.
Thank you.
And our principals do too, so we're glad to have you. I think one of the big programs that you manage is Title I that has been around a long, long time that helps a lot of our schools, and that money we depend on really within our district to do a lot of great things for our kids. So you want to talk a little bit about Title I money before we get to a new funding stream, Title IV?
So yes, Title I, we have Title I schools. All of our elementary schools are Title I, so all 8 elementary schools qualify and are served with our Title I funds. Most of those funds are used for personnel to help our students with extra reading or math. And they also use the money for supplies that they need to help increase achievement. We also provide coaches for our BTs and new to the district. If we have a teacher that's struggling and needs some extra help, anybody that's changed grade levels, spans, we also provide coaching. So we, I think our county does an excellent job of providing extra help for our teachers, some of which, you know, don't need it, but it's great to have because they feel supported. And
they
so
do.
I think that's one of the great things about this program. The other is just having extra adults to help these kids. So we're lucky that we get to do that with our federal money.
We have flexibility with that within our district and the schools, how they use that, but our philosophy in Haywood County is we keep the minimum at our district office that is required, and we push the rest of this Title I money to our schools. So they get the majority of that money, and that's how it should be, and they have a lot of autonomy on how to help their kids with that money. And we really feel like one of the best uses is what Ms. Marr said, is hiring coaches for our students to help them be successful, and so every school does that. Every school has personnel that help our kids, and so we're proud of those people. They're great teachers, and also staff development.
Yes.
So in this job, that is a huge piece, is just providing those trainings. I always kid Belinda and ask her if she'll give me some money because I want to have a certain training, and that we really depend on that federal money that we get to do a lot of quality instruction training for our elementary teachers. So it is, what is our budget like? What is our Title I budget usually overall?
We have about $2.5 million.
And amongst our 8 elementary schools.
Yes.
So you can see, and I know several of our larger schools, they may employ 3 to 4 full-time people who can remediate and enhance those children's literacy and math instruction. So that is very, very useful money.
Yes.
Anyway, we're here today, too, to talk just about Title IV, which is a new funding stream. When ESSA was, ESSA is Every Student Succeeds Act. It's the education law that replaced No Child Left Behind several years ago. And with ESSA, is what we now call it, there was a new funding stream that came in with federal programs, and it was Title IV money is the new funding stream that came in, and that was new to us and new to our state. And so within that money, Ms. Marr is going to explain to us just a little bit about what that looks like. It's very different from Title I, and there's certain areas that Title IV monies can be used for. So we're glad we have this new funding stream. Tell us about Title IV.
So Title IV started a couple of years ago, Title IV Part A, and it's student support and academic enrichment. And there's 3 areas that the money must be spent in: well-rounded, safe and healthy schools, and technology. And if you get over $30,000, you must spend at least 20% in each of those areas. The first year that we had Title IV, we got around $40,000, and it's increased since then. It's still a small amount, but the difference in the Title I and Title IV, it can be used for all our students. So we provide technology trainings for K-12 teachers so that they can take this back and use it in their classroom. So just a little bit different than Title I. But again, it is a federal program, so it does have stipulations. But with our Title IV money, we met as a stakeholder. We had a stakeholder meeting, and we had several
needs assessment.
Yeah, we did a needs assessment, and we had several community people at the table, as well as school employees, parents that were involved in deciding what the necessity was to spend this money for. And so they felt like right now the money would be best spent to hire two qualified professionals for our two largest high schools, Pisgah and Tuscola. And they are there every day, and they are there so that they can help in a crisis situation, or they can just help prevent escalation. They can give the teacher strategies to help with students. We started that last year, and that has been great.
Tell them what a QP is.
So a qualified professional, we partnered with Meridian. We have a contract with Meridian, and they hire them based on their qualifications. And then we meet, the principals and myself and Meridian, and the new qualified professionals, because we have two new ones this year. And we came up with a job description, what they're expected to do. And they send me a monthly report on what they're doing. And I was just asking the principals yesterday at principal meeting how it was going, and they both said it was going great. Mm-hmm. They love having this person there because, you know, the goal is to decrease the amount of out-of-school suspensions, in-school suspensions, and give these students strategies, because our elementary and our middle school have some assistance, and so when those kids were transitioning to our high schools, they didn't have someone. So they have someone now that can just check in on them and help with attendance if that's an issue, just, you know, problems that teenagers are having. So it's really been a great thing, I think, and very beneficial to our two high schools.
Yeah, and looking at some of the just a description of the grants and you know what they ask you to spend this money on. They said a need, you know, within, they felt like across the, I guess probably the U.S. and definitely in the state, was just students need access to more health and safety programs. Mm-hmm. And diversity of academic programs and modern technology. And so this is definitely falls under health and safety of students. Maybe students that are having some critical moments in their life and just need that support on a day-to-day basis. So I know as a former high school principal, that is a great deal of help to have somebody there. Our guidance counselors, you know, don't always have those types of training, although some of them do. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of other trainings that we need too. But this person is just a you know, qualified to be in our schools to help our children through some tough behavior or critical situations in their life. So I know that's been what the majority of this Title IV money has been spent on.
Yes, that's correct. And they also talk to them about career and, you know, what they want to do. So they, we kind of combine the well-rounded as well as the safe and healthy.
Yeah. And they've done a variety of things. They've taught small groups and classes. So it's been a powerful addition. So we appreciate that. Now, also, you have used some of this money for technology because that is part to enhance the technology experiences our students get. So what else?
So technology is the third area, and this is for our teachers so that they can go back and use technology in the classroom. And so this year for our technology workshops, we have Little Bits training, we have Sphero training, literacy and STEM and technology tools. And that's for all our K through 12 teachers.
So they're having different opportunities to get staff development and technology to carry on with their kids. Okay. Yes. So Title IV, we love it. And we appreciate that funding stream coming and be beneficial to our students. But thank you, Ms. Marr, for being our guest today and for being our federal programs director. You manage a lot of money and manage it well
thank
for
you.
Our students. And Haywood County, thank you for listening and have a great day.